Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
To today, from Kwame Nkrumah's time, no government has performed better than the Nadus.
We're here from the Convention People's Party, which is tonight demanding an apology, retraction, and his resignation as energy minister.
Gives more credence to the perception that there is an agenda against the woman.
My name is Evans Mensah. This is Top Story. It has been barely 24 hours since he was outdoored as running mate to MPP flag bearer Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. But already, Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Pokuprempeh is on the defensive after sparking controversy. He had claimed at his unveiling rally last night that not even Ghana's founding president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, had achieved more than current president, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. He claimed President Akufo-Addo's achievements are unmatched in Ghana's post-independent era.
President Akufo-Addo called retirement. Not even the Mr. Kessler, who said, if we say a church in Ghana from 1957, Ebe Kane, you're not president, be our boy Ghana chair, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Me say, if we say 1957, Ebe Kane, more former Kwame Nkrumah-Addo, more former.
Nobody comes close to President Akufo-Addo in terms of achievements, not even your Kwame Nkrumah.
Well, those comments have triggered a storm, attracting sharp criticism from a section of the public. Tonight, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's party, the CPP, they've issued a statement, and a strongly worded one indeed, demanding not only an apology and a retraction from Dr. Pokuprempeh, but also his resignation as energy minister. More on that shortly. Tonight, though, Dr. Pokuprempeh has himself been defending his comments on a tour of the Western region and responding to his critics. My colleague Ojo Breeze has been following this developing story and joins me in the studio with more on this. So does Matthew Pokuprempeh agree that he was wrong?
Well, he doesn't come across as accepting that he was wrong. He says he was misunderstood, that he only sort of tried to say that, you know, that if you compare the two regimes, Nana has done better. But Evans, before we get there, it was just yesterday that he was introduced to the people. He says that once he was introduced to the Ashanti people, he wanted to visit his, what he says, grandfather in Wasamenfi. You know, the Wasamenfi area, the traditional, the paramount chief there is Tetrete Okwamwasechim II. So that's where he was. He was the one he was addressing, that, Nana, I'm your grandson, and since I was introduced, I had to come and pay homage. Now, he said a lot of things at this gathering. In fact, he went ahead to say that, well, I think that chiefs like yourself should be part of the governance structure. And that's why Bawumia has said that when we come, we'll give you more power. For example, you have minerals. Why are you not part of those who are taking the decisions with regards to the minerals? And so it's something that we want you to come on board. But then he says, I am your grandson. You didn't teach me to lie. But people misunderstood me or misunderstand me when I speak. For example, this one, I was misunderstood. I sort of say that if you compare the two, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, whose government you've helped to achieve a lot, has done better comparing the two.
Politicians, you are man yourself, no? I am fear nine, fear nine. Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, Moktanechi, Ama, you bet me I be our year of Ghana. Empo, because Kaya, the Yajima Nuesibone. We say, if you say, Ghana, 1957, by from Kwame Nkrumah, Ebekane. A pen pian your way, Juma Chang, and Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Naja, what you swap? I say, I'm on yourself, I hear you, Nana. Oh, can you cry? Yes, well, you saw there. Which one draw near Busama? Mobanemi, Munanami, one fan throw. and then shame.
Our politics is done in every 4 years, and you have supported Nanadu to do whatever he has been able to do as president. Unfortunately, when I said it, I have been misunderstood. Since 1957 to today, from Kwame Nkrumah's time, no government has performed better than Nanadu's. But it looks as though in our body politics today, when you speak the truth, they say you are arrogant, but we hail you when you tell lies. I'm your son. I'm your grandson. You didn't instill in me fear and lies.
Well, today we've also heard from the running mate's spokesperson, Fifi Boafo, who acknowledged the criticism and says his boss did not intend to denigrate Ghana's founding president.
Well, we've had some section of the public who feel that what Dr. Prentice said is not what they were expecting, because they do not probably understand the point he was trying to make in regards to the aftermath of President Kwame Nkrumah. But just to clarify that Dr. Prentice did not intended or in any way sought to denigrate former President Kwame Nkrumah for what he has done for the country. He was only making the point that if you just suppose the impact in terms of development we've seen under President Akufo-Addo and what we witnessed under former President Nkrumah, he is of the confidence that President Akufo-Addo has done better. That is affecting you. There are those who do not share that position. There are those who also support that position. But that is only his opinion. And in a democracy, other persons may have a different opinion to the position he has shared.
And the description of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in that speech, Mo Kwame Nkrumah, no, amongst others, at least these are some of the concerns that people are raising. Reflecting on the comments that he made yesterday, his position remains unchanged? His opinion remains unchanged?
Well, he said he did not intend in any way denigrate him, but you also realize that it was on a campaign platform, the kind of reaction that was going on. So, yes, what exactly he wanted to say was that if you consider how much value we put on the effort our former president did to improve our country, he's still up there. So if there's any consideration in terms of the best, there should be a consideration between the Akufo-Addo government performance and that of Nkrumah, except that it did not come out really well.
Well, as I acknowledged earlier, the CPP, they have a statement out tonight. I've just been joined on the telephone line by Wing Commander Patrick Nelson. He's the chairperson of the Independent Committee of the CPP. Also joining me right now is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP, Haruna Muhammad. And Dr. Kwame Asante is a political science lecturer, the senior political science lecturer at the University of Ghana Political Science Department, also joins me right now on the line. Thank you, gentlemen, for the time here on Top Story. Patrick, let me start with you. You want him to apologize with track, but we also want his resignation from all government and political positions he currently holds. Why? Hello, Patrick. Okay, we'll get Patrick's attention there pretty shortly. He joins me on the line. They've issued a statement. They also want the flag bearer to remove him as his running mate tonight as part of the statement that they've issued. But they've gone back into time listing the achievements of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah to make the point which you're making tonight. We've also heard from the National Democratic Congress. They've also been raising their own issues with the pronouncement that have been made yesterday by Matopoku Prempeh. I want to bring in Patrick, who joins us right now. But I have with me Haruna Muhammad, who is the Deputy General Secretary of the party, and he's on with me. But Patrick is on. Hello, Patrick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Why do you want him to retract, apologize, but also his resignation from all government and political positions?
Well, it's quite evident to have dragged the name of President Kwame Nkrumah for all what he did for this country into a mud. And any Ghanaian about the age of 25, 30 going, things that he did are evident. They are not fables we are talking about. And dragged him to that seat, Puto was repugnant.
But he was making a subject and make a comment. This is really it, opinion, is it not? This is opinion, is it not? He assesses.
Well, nobody's saying he couldn't go, but you are talking to the public. You were talking to the public. It was not a conference being held in a room. But you were talking, and you heard you played over and over by all your sister stations, the way and manner. You don't speak that way.
So you felt that Kwame Nkrumah has been denigrated by Dr. Martha Pilkupepe?
But I'm saying all what Kwame Nkrumah has done, they are there to see. They are not, excuse me, I wouldn't say in the sky. They are there. You can enumerate them and compare them to other presidents who have come.
So you disagree that he's done far more, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah has done far more than Nana Addo Akufo-Addo. What's the basis of that, though? What's your own evidence to back that point?
What he said is not the opinion of the MPP party as a party. It's what he said that we're worried about.
How do you know it's not the opinion of the party?
Well, the statement was not issued by the MPP.
Well, he said under the party's platform, this is the unveiling of the running mate, and he's a running mate.
Doesn't represent the MPP as a party.
So if it's the party, so what is your concern here? That it was his personal opinion presented as that of the MPP?
Napoleon who said it. It's from an official thing from the MPP office.
Substantively, do you agree that the current president, Akufo-Addo, has done far more in terms of developing this country than the founding president?
Are you from another country? Let's enumerate what things they've done. And let's compare to what the CPP under Kwame Nkrumah has done to Ghana. And I'm saying everything that Nkrumah has done is evident. You can see. Even the college he went to become a dentist was done by Kwame Nkrumah. What about the harbor? So many motorways are also more down the rest. Are they in the skies? They're evident. And many of the people who formed the MPP left the CPP from the MPP. So we are not saying that Akufo-Addo himself was secretary of CPP when he was in Lagos. But we are not talking about party and party. We are talking about a statement made by a presidential candidate. And we're saying that it was not good enough.
And you say he must resign from all government and political positions.
Well,
you
that's what we said. Well, we can't hold him up and take him to the river for him to go and drink.
You admit that then, that this demand you've made is not one that you will get. Demand you've made is not one that you will get.
But that who's going to take him, hold him by the horse like a river to go and drink? We said that he should withdraw it or resign. If he says he won't do it, it's up on his own conscience. He made to the public.
Stay with me, Patrick. Haruna Mohammed.
I'm with you.
Haruna Mohammed is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Haruna, is the position expressed by Dr. Martha Pokupempe yesterday a position that the party also ascribes to?
Thank you very much, Evans. I say good evening to our church listeners. Dr. Martha Pokupempe is a citizen of Ghana. There is a clause in the 1992 Constitution of freedom of speech and opinion, and his selection as running mate has not ceased for him to enjoy the privilege under the 1992 Constitution as a citizen to express his own opinion. And once he has his opinion, it is left with us to interrogate his opinion vis-a-vis the counter opinion of other citizens. For me, like I said, the call for his resignation and what have you is not matured at this particular point in time to have said so.
Does the party endorse that position?
Yes, I'm saying that. For this is an opinion he has expressed as an individual.
Does the party endorse that opinion?
I am saying the position that he on the premise on which he made that statement, is it valid or not? You interrogate the validity of the point he made.
Is it valid, Haruna Mohammed?
First, he said that the performance of Akufo-Addo will forever be remembered in the history of this country. True or false? True. Why? He mentioned about the health infrastructure development that we have in this country. Everybody will attest to the fact that President Kwame Nkrumah did his bit to provide health to the health institution to the people of Ghana. Many other districts do not have district hospitals. It took Akufo-Addo to invest in health infrastructure.
Yeah, Harry, no, Mohammed, that's not an issue. That's not an issue in controversy. It's not about whether you remember Akufo-Addo or not. His point was categorical that in the history of this country since independence,
yes,
no president has done more for this country in terms of developments, yes, than President Akufo-Addo. That's the issue.
It's
a fact. Okay. So your point is that, again, Akufo-Addo has done far more for this country than President Kufo.
You did not mention President Kufo. President Kufo laid the foundation for him to succeed.
No, your point is very clear. You say that, just a second. You say that in the history of this country, post-independence, Akufo-Addo has done far more for this country than any other president in history, including Dr. Nkrumah. And you say, yes, indeed, that's a fact.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
That definitely includes the 8 years of John Kufuor.
He said in the health sector, he has outperformed any other president. He said in the education sector, he was able to cancel the BEC registration fees. It's a fact. He said the implementation of the free senior high school is a fact. If you go into the road infrastructure, President Akufo-Addo has constructed more roads than any other president in this country.
So Akufo-Addo,
if you pick the areas that he has outperformed many the former presidents in this country, you will agree with him.
Specifics. Akufo-Addo has done better. He's a better president in terms of the development you've mentioned in the areas that you mentioned than John Kufuor.
Why are you mentioning John Kufuor?
He is also a president in a history.
Yeah, so then you don't situate it to John Kufuor. John Kufuor laid the foundation for this MPP government. If John Kufuor did a road infrastructure work and Akufo-Addo came and did more than what John Kufuor did, it means that President Kufuor was very successful to have laid the foundation for Akufo-Addo to be more successful.
And Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not lay the foundation for Kufuor to continue.
And the point is that it's not about just laying the foundation, but it's about how you put on the pillars to ensure that successive government, even from your own cohort, within your own system, will be able to build
and upon Dr.
that.
Kwame Nkrumah,
so,
and Dr. Kwame Nkrumah
today,
and Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not
well today.
And Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not, Mr. Haruna Mohammed, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not lay the pillars and the foundations.
Yeah.
And Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not lay the pillars and the foundations for this.
Remember, this is something that we have to even interrogate. You know how Dr. Kwame Nkrumah came into Ghana. You know how it happened. And we have always said it, that we found him, we brought him, and it is on record. It is there. Do you get it? So if Dr. Kwame Nkrumah has contributed his bit, he represented a political party, the CPP, a very revered party, and we know about it. Members of the CPP have been brothers, sisters of the MPP, the Liberal Party. We know about it. He has done his bit. If in terms of performance, in terms of political season, we are talking about performance vis-a-vis president to president, we are saying that Akufo-Addo has done better. And that is a fact. It is
only
John Mahama who doesn't believe a record,
well,
because he said
Mr. Mahama
exercised in mediocrity.
Yeah, Haruna, so he's done better than all presidents in history. But when
in terms of the area, even when
we take that argument, that would include John Kufuor.
We have made the point. Even if he has outperformed John Kufuor, John Kufuor laid the foundation
and he came to build on it.
What the CPP?
Everybody, when you have your child, you would want your child to outperform you. That is how it is.
Okay. And you make the point about foundation, but John Mahama did not lay foundation. President Mills did not lay foundation. Rawlings did not lay foundation. Dr. Nkrumah also did not lay foundation. Only Kufuor laid a foundation.
You know, we are different political parties with different ideologies. Let me tell you how the foundation has been laid. Kufuor came and implemented the FQ program that laid the foundation for a free senior high school policy at the secondary school level. Basic schools were not paying fees under Kufuor. It took Akufo-Addo to come and build on the foundation to ensure that the senior high school people doesn't pay fees. It's going to take Dr. Bawumia to come and build on the foundation to ensure that universities are free for people. That is how the foundation is laid.
The CPP is asking for an apology and a retraction. Will they get it?
It is their right to ask for that. It is enshrined in the freedom of speech in the 1992 Constitution. But I believe that this call is not ripe enough at this particular moment. But they express their constitutional rights.
Patrick Nelson, that is the MPP's Deputy General Secretary. This is the party position that you're hearing. He says you're not getting an attraction.
I find it very strange. Maybe he doesn't know the politics, or sorry, the history of Ghana. Why was MPP when Kwame Nkrumah came? Where were they? Most of their leaders, including the current presidential candidate, his father was a minister in Kwame Nkrumah's school. Wasn't he? So when he talks about we brought Kwame Nkrumah from where? Well, most of the leaders, Joe Appiah, Victor Wusu, and they all came from CPP to form the NLM, which became Progress Party and became MPP. So he must go and learn his own history. Actually, let time. He must learn what was MPP. MPP is quite a recent part. We're talking about Ghana from independence. How did we get to get independence? And what happened? You're talking about Akufo-Addo having been hospital. Look at the three major hospitals, Kolebu, Kumasi, Okonkwo-Anokye. And who built them? Was it Akufo-Addo? Or Kwame Nkrumah didn't lay any road. He didn't leave any party for them to come in. Oh, Jesus. Let's be honest to ourselves. Don't let me go off track. But anybody by the age of, past age of 30, who doesn't know what Kwame Nkrumah did for Ghana, I'm afraid it's a different case altogether. I'm sorry, sir.
Also with me is Dr. Kwame Asante. He's a political scientist and a senior lecturer at the University of Ghana. He joins us too. Doc, what do you make of this controversy that has erupted barely 24 hours after NAPO was outdoored?
Hello, Patrick.
Please stay with me. Just hold on for a second. I want to hear from Dr. Kwame Asante. Doc.
Hello, Evans.
Yes, Dr. Asante, can you hear me?
All that transpired yesterday. A beautiful ceremony. But NAPO's statement was very reckless from my point of view, because this was a program that was supposed to usher him into the program, outdoor him. Why from that unnecessary comment? Look at what the two statements, the advice, pieces of advice the king gave to him. He threw all away and then came out, went to town with this, your Kwame Nkrumah thing. That was very insulting. He needs to learn the ropes well, and then give credit to those who have performed well and show respect to people who have led this country and all that. Then we can also accord him, say, it was very offensive, very distasteful, and it's not the right type of statement we expect, a running mate to make.
He must
reflect on that, and he should know that he was wrong.
Well, he's reflected.
Then come to look at it.
He's reflected, though. Dr. Sasanti, he has reflected. Today, he's been speaking in the Western region. He has actually defended what he said. He says he was simply telling the truth, and that
the
truth about
he made that statement. We all understand.
When he says
that posture was totally wrong. I'm talking about even the posture. Then we'll come to even the facts.
Yes, he was talking about the facts. He says, as far as facts are concerned, he believes, as far as when you compare achievements,
I don't know the history that he has chance upon that he wants to. But if we want to talk about Nkrumah and you don't get your facts right, you always commit such blunders. I mean,
When we talk about development, it's not that simple concept that you see that somebody has done, built something here and all that. We are talking about political, economic, and social development of the people. And if you look at across board and you put all together, then you can conclude, can he say that in the political field, in the social field, in the economic field, and other fields, when you put all together, Nana Akufo-Addo's performance goes beyond Kwame Nkrumah. I challenge him on that. He should come on the facts for each of the areas I've talked about and discuss. Even the president that you want to even, you know, say things to favor him, he himself will tell you behind the scenes that, look, what you are saying is not correct. Nkrumah work stands tall, and they are there for the world to see. But I'm surprised that his party men are also saying that the gentleman you interviewed was saying that he built a foundation. I mean, all that Nkrumah did, do you describe it as something which does not contribute to the foundation of this country? You need energy to power every industry in this country. And he thought about it and said, let's have Akosombo Dam. The history about Akosombo Dam and Nkrumah's contribution. You think without Akosombo Dam, would have lived up to today that others have been added to it? The free education of the people of the North. All right. And you think it's for fun? You talk about the three schools that he built across this country. I mean, the kind of things, I can't, you know, enumerate them. But the books are there. The literature, he should just take his time and read them. He's all seen Edubuahing and the rest. They will tell you. All right. So if you come praise Nkrumah, there's no point that you want to denigrate him. That is no. I believe NAPO went wrong. If you think that your records, your president records, go beyond Kwame Nkrumah, bring them. But I don't want him, that's my advice, he can take it or leave it, that you are coming into this game at that highest level. There are a lot of expectations people want from you, but do not muddy the waters and then be factually incorrect about the issue. When they confront you, it will hurt your image, it will hurt your fortunes and all that. Remember, you are soliciting votes from various political parties, including the CPP, that you are attacking their leader and all that. I don't think strategically it bodes well for him. He must be sober, reflect on these things, and next time he must know how to communicate.
I mean, Haruna Mohammed, definitely in politics, and the point that Dr. Sasante is making there is about numbers. If you cannot add anything to it, don't take stuff away. As it is now, this controversy has erupted. If you check what is happening on Twitter, it's been trending, and the comments have not all been good for the party's image. And at the time when you are seeking votes, is the party concerned about this, or you believe he was simply doing politics at an event which was really designed to be a rally?
Evans, you know we are in a political season, and it is right for anybody to do comparison. And that is why I said that it is only John Mahama who doesn't believe in comparison of records. When somebody says that this person has done better than this person and cites examples, it is left with you to critique it. And Evans, when I mentioned about the foundation, I wasn't talking about Nkrumah did not have any foundation for any sector. You were specific on President Kufuor. So I made reference to the foundation that Kufuor has made for the success of Akufo-Addo. And that is very clear. This is what I want my senior brothers on the other side to understand, that the foundation was mentioned in critical to the point of you mentioning President Kufuor. And when you ask for the example, I give you the example of the FQ program, that transition to Akufo-Addo to be able to implement the free senior high school policy. And that is what we speak about foundation. For me, what NAPO would say, people will definitely have issues, because remember, before his election, a lot of issues have been mentioned. People have tagged him with so many things and all that. But if you are having a political discussion, such as a political high season as we are now, you will definitely make some comparisons. I believe if maybe in a manner that it was set towards Kwame Nkrumah, maybe people found that it is distasteful or whatever. But if you wind yourself, you have been in this particular cycle for a long time. It is said even in parliament, on political platforms. Parliament people will point and say, you're Akufo-Addo. People have been mentioning it. People have been saying it in political circles.
But people will always disagree with certain posters in terms of how these things are done. It is left with politicians to take you from such pronouncements and make sure. But I believe that the comparison was very clear because he was very specific on certain matters. And I think that nobody will be able to challenge on those particular specific matters that were mentioned.
Thank you very much. And that day is Haruna Muhammad is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Patrick Nelson is the Chairperson of the Independent Committee of the CPP. And Dr. Kwame Asante, Political Scientist, Senior Lecturer at the University of Ghana. I want to hear from you on the 055-111-1997. Newsnight starts now.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.